HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
As smartphone makers continue making foldable phones, a big private bank collapsed in India this past week, and the looming threat of a global pandemic continues. We'll start with what's important.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
UPI payments broke down earlier this week thanks to Yes Bank's collapse in India. PhonePe, one of the largest UPI payments apps in the country, went down because Yes Bank was its only partner. According to sources, the National Payments Corporation of India had blocked Yes Bank's UPI handles, which made your UPI addresses and phone pays invalid. The app came back up with a new partner soon, and Yes Bank handles seem to be working right now. But sources in the industry say that people with Yes Bank's handles will eventually have to transition to other banks. You can read more about this on livemint.com. Keep washing your hands and avoiding physical contact with pretty much everybody and everything, because the threat of the coronavirus still looms large. Apple has reportedly cancelled an event scheduled for later this month due to the outbreak. The company had apparently planned to launch the iPhone SE 2 at this event, but it's now postponed the event for a later date because of multiple advisories to avoid mass public gatherings to curb the spread of the virus. Apple isn't the only one following this. Tech companies worldwide, including Google, Microsoft and Adobe, have been looking to curb the spread by cancelling big-ticket events. And while we're on that topic, Google searches about the coronavirus now trigger an SOS alert for users. The company has done this to avoid the spread of misinformation, and reports said it has also removed a lot of fake news about the virus from search proactively. Searchers will yearn to show information from mainstream news sources and also direct people to the US CDC and the World Health Organization. Google isn't the only one fighting such misinformation. Social networks like Facebook and Twitter have also had to grapple with the same. Speaking of things that threaten the common man, a message-sharing app called Whisper had reportedly left a database of user information unprotected for years. The Washington Post reported that researchers could access 900 million user records from the app starting between 2012 and March 2020. While it didn't have users' real names, information like age, ethnicities, gender, hometown, and nicknames were leaked. Whisper didn't have a big footprint in India, but if you did use this, you should probably worry. And we'll end this segment with some news about foldable phones. Apple seems to be preparing for the game, as the company has apparently been granted a patent that could solve the problem of creaking and breaking screens. The patent says Apple has designed a system that lets multiple electronic devices be used together in a system, which makes us think about two screens placed side by side and used as one. The patent does have language about the same as well. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcast@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.